Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Hi, you're listening to Your Network of Praise. I'm hanging out, thankfully. So glad to be hanging out with Danny Gokey here.
So glad to be here, Marcy. Excited to talk. What are we talking about today?
Okay, I've been tasked with getting to know our artists that we play. So Dave and I are constantly fighting over coffee and tea. I'm coffee. Dave is team tea. So I'm asking you, what are you? Are you coffee or tea?
I started out with tea and I ended up in camp coffee. But I love both, right? Tea is so refreshing. A lot of times if I'm just like, yeah, I've had a lot of coffee, I need tea, right? I can't decide. I'm sorry, guys. I'm cough tea.
What's your favorite breakfast, Danny?
Has to be eggs, right? I mean, freaking eggs and bacon. And if I'm not counting my calories, toast. Good toast. Now, I'm not talking about like Wonder Bread toast. I'm talking about like sourdough toasted with butter on it. Ooh.
Yeah. We would get along real good breakfast-wise, yeah.
Amen. We have chickens now. And so we get fresh eggs from our chickens at our house.
We have chickens too. Yes, yes.
I love it.
This is another contention point in the morning show at times. Favorite ice cream?
Butter pecan. And it has to be custard.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Okay, so you have 4 kids, am I right? Okay, can you give me their ages here?
10, 8, 5, 3. Danny, Vicky, Gabriel, Emmanuel.
Love those names. Give us a little insight. What's Daddy Gokey like? Are you the crazy character voice book reader? Are you the play guy? Like, what's your role as dad?
Definitely the play guy. Also the devotional guy, the guy who leads the family in communion. Believe it or not, I know it probably sounds weird, but you should do communion to families if you don't. Reminding the children of the power of the blood and the body of Jesus. Teaching. I'm very much into stretching my children and how they think. I'm the guy who gets irritated with them being on their iPads too long. And I'm the guy also who feels guilty sometimes when I need them on their iPad so I can have a little bit of peace.
I can totally relate. Speaking on a personal note, what kind of outreach or ministry speaks to your heart? What is God working on?
So right now, I feel like God is shifting me. And, you know, music is a huge part of what I do. It always will be. But there's another phase I believe I'm going into, and is the Word of God. And being able, I go and speak at churches now a lot more than I've ever have, teaching the Word on my social media, in little 90-second segments. I also have a ministry called Better Than I Found It, where we go around. I have a bus that I wrapped, and we go around and we do giveaways in cities. So we gave away 35,000 diapers and wipes in Houston and groceries. Dallas, we did the same thing. In San Diego, we gave away 2,000 or 800 pair of shoes to the community. We're finding needs and we're trying to fill it, but we're being the hands and feet. And what's the purpose? Let our light so shine before men. Not so we can be glorified or look good, but so that they will see our works. And who do they glorify? God. Because they're going to say, well, why would you do this? Because, you know, people like money and like to spend on themselves, but we use money as a tool. We don't use people. We use money and we help people.
So we know that our young people in this generation tend to be dealing with depression, anxiety, even grief, and especially over the last couple of years where it's really amplified. I was just wondering if God has taught you any wisdom there that you could maybe impart on young people who are listening and dealing with those issues.